Good morning. Today our scripture comes from Mark chapter 11, verses 21 through 26. This is Jesus speaking. Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. I read a quote on Facebook last week that I shared. It said, tell your mountain about God. We have lots of mountains in this life that we face, and prayer is sometimes all we have to face it. I love that our small church has a praying ministry, and every Sunday service we have prayer for the prayer requests that are put forward by our congregants, and often those prayer requests are for others who are not a part of our church, and sometimes we are requested to pray for people through our congregants. And their prayer requests will be passed on to us because of our reputation for being a praying church and because they've had answers to prayer in the past and they believe that our prayers are heard. I think that's amazing. I think that's fantastic because prayer does change things. I was concerned about the Azusa fire that one of our church people told me about because Georgie is getting ready to move into her apartment in Azusa, California, which is near LA. And she was just there yesterday to get some mail. She's currently living with friends outside of Azusa. So I asked Georgie, I called her up today and I said, tell me about this Azusa fire. And she said, well, I'll call you right back. I'm going to check on it. So she checked on it, and she was all excited because yesterday when she and her friends went to get mail and they heard about the Azusa fire, they prayed that God would change its direction and that it would go away from the city. And today it was going away from the city. And she was rejoicing because of the answer to that prayer. So sometimes we say, well, how do we know that it wouldn't have changed anyway? Well, I guess that's what we have to deal with when we pray and we get an answer is, you know, do we then doubt that we got the answer, or do we rejoice and thank God for the answer? But today I want to talk about a specific kind of mountain, and it's the mountain of unforgiveness. Because I find it interesting that Jesus speaks about unforgiveness right after he talks about being able to speak to a mountain and have it go to the sea if we have faith. And he talks about how if we find ourselves praying and realize we have something against another person, that just as we've been forgiven by our Father in heaven, we're to forgive that person. And we are to forgive that person so that we can continue to experience God's forgiveness. Now, I always thought that was a little harsh. You know, is God's forgiveness really contingent upon me giving forgiveness? But one of the ways I look at that is that when I'm unforgiving, I'm allowing myself to have spiritual blockages. that prevent me from moving forward with God. And so forgiveness is really a way for God to help us move past our pain and our sorrow and our injury, and to move into our future and our destiny that we have with God, and to release the person from our bitterness. And really, when we're releasing them from our bitterness, it's really a release to ourselves. It's like we think we're setting a prisoner free, but the prisoner isn't the other person, it's us. I heard a great analogy once that unforgiveness is like drinking poison and hoping your enemy will die. It's very important that we have forgiveness in our life if we want to move forward with God. And yes, life is a struggle, life is a fight, and that's why I believe he talks about the need to be forgiving right after he talks about the mountain and having faith to move the mountain and have it thrown into the sea. Like when we forgive another person's sins, they're thrown into a sea, and we are free from our unforgiveness, and we are free to move forward in love. When we forgive somebody, we are not saying that what happened to us does not matter. What we are saying is that we will entrust what happened to us to God and to his love and to his justice. And we don't have to be the one to carry that burden. He's the one, and we move in his love. During World War II, Corrie Ten Boom was living in Holland. Her father was a clock maker and clock repairer, and they lived in a big house where his business was downstairs. And when Nazi Germany was rounding up Jewish people, they were part of a underground rescue mission to save Jewish people, and they hid them in the walls of their house. She and her family got discovered and were put in a prison camp. Her sister Betsy actually died in prison, and it was a horrible experience. You can read about it in some of her books. But there's a story that I read in Guidepost that talks about after the war and how she went to Germany with a message that God forgives and that they can forgive too. And in her words, she said it was the truth that they needed most to hear in that bitter, bombed out land. And I gave them my favorite mental picture, maybe because the sea is never far from a Hollander or a Hollander's mind. I liked to think that that's where forgiven sins were thrown. When we confess our sins, she said, God casts them into the deepest ocean, gone forever. Well, after she gave this talk, people left in silence. But a man who was slowly working himself forward towards her became a familiar face. He was wearing an overcoat and a brown hat, but suddenly she had a flashback and saw this man dressed like a Nazi prison guard with a blue uniform, a visored cap, and a skull and crossbones. And so she saw this man and knew immediately that he was one of their prison guards. And she also flashed back to this huge room of the prison camp, this harsh overhead light, clothes piled up in the middle of the room, and the shame that she, and especially her sister, and other women were treated. And her sister Betsy died in this camp. And now this ex-guard was in front of her, and he thrust out his hand to shake her hand, saying, "A fine message, Fraulein. How good it is to know that, as you say, all our sins are at the bottom of the sea." As she tells the story, they shook hands for a long moment, former prison guard with former prisoner. And she says, "I had never known God's love so intensely as I did then. She goes on to say that it wasn't a bed of roses after that. She had many struggles to stay in forgiveness, but she experienced it, and she knew it was possible with the help of God. So, how do we move the mountain of unforgiveness? Let me just give us a few things. First, we speak to the mountain in faith. We use scripture. Scriptures like, greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. Or, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Or, perfect love casts out fear. Secondly, ask for wisdom. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, ask wisdom from God, God the Father, and he'll give it to you liberally. God wants to give us wisdom on how to give forgiveness and stay in forgiveness. Third, let go and let God. I was listening to Christian radio, and the announcer was talking about how she wears a necklace that says, let go, because it reminds her constantly to let go and let God. Sometimes we let go, but then we grab it back up. We have to remind ourselves to let go and let God. And when we do this, forgiveness has immediate and eternal benefits. Let me just tell you a few of the benefits. First, forgiveness removes the spiritual blockages, and it brings happiness and joy. And sometimes you look back on something that we were unforgiving about, and you have a completely different take. There's an author named Lewis Smedes who says, forgiveness actually allows us to create a new way to look at something. When we look back on it, we are no longer looking at it with bitterness. This is kind of a really oversimplified story, but when I got ordained, my younger sister, who was a young teenager at the time, she was the last to sign my ordination certificate, and it had been perfectly signed by all these awesome speakers and people from my church, and they signed on all the lines, but when it was her turn to sign, there was no more line. So she signed off to the side, and it kind of went up and to the right, and it made everything look off center, and I was like, what? And I remember there was this wise man from our church named John Brown who said, with a smile, because he saw the look on my face, someday, Kevin, you're going to look at your ordination certificate, and you're going to be glad she signed it that way. Instead of not liking it, you will love it because of what it symbolizes. I think sometimes we are offended by people over the silliest things. And that's why forgiveness helps us move past those silly things. There's things that we can say, yeah, that's a good reason to be upset. But other times I see that I and others get unforgiveness over silly things. And the one thing that we can't afford is to let that any kind of unforgiveness interfere with the amazing, powerful love of God in Jesus Christ and his grace and mercy. Another benefit is physical healing. When you forgive somebody, you undo the poison. The poison is no longer going into your body, literally, into your spirit. And you will experience physical healing. And lastly, and maybe most importantly, you will defeat the enemy of your soul, and you will move to a new and deeper level with God. The Bible says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And a question I always like to ask is, if you're not close to God, who moved? It wasn't God. Just like the prodigal son, God the Father is waiting for our return. And if we've moved into unforgiveness, and that's our mountain, God wants us to speak to that mountain, to ask for his help, to receive his wisdom, and to overcome it with his love and cast it into the sea, just like Corrie Ten Boom did. God bless you.